Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm about to throw a little curveball at you.
Okay.
Jay-Z.
Jay.
Now, Jay-Z is a Sagittarius. So why would I put a Sagittarius in this list when I'm talking about Geminis and Virgos? Well, although Jay-Z is a Sag, he is a Virgo rising. Your rising sign is one of your three major signs, the other two being your sun and moon. The rising sign, some say, is what your soul wants to be mostly, what your soul mostly wants to express, this life. It's determined by the time of birth you were born, and the rising sign changes every 2 hours. So a accurate birth time is really important. The sun and the planet that rules that sign is looked at as the captain of the vessel that's driving you around this lifetime. With that being said, Jay-Z, being a Virgo rising, makes his chart ruler Mercury. Now you see why he's on this list. Now, Jay-Z is one of the most prolific rappers ever. Depending on who you ask, some may say he's the GOAT. One of the things that makes him so great is his Sag energy, the ability to tell stories. He does it in a Virgo-like, very analytical, no wasted words way. His rhymes are very strategical. His sun and Mercury are in the fourth house of home, family, and roots. What made Jay-Z famous? Jay-Z told a lot of stories about selling drugs and a thing that went on around where he lived, Marcy Projects. He also has three planets in the second house, values and security. Some call it the money house. After making it really big, what did Jay-Z do? He talked a lot about the money and shit he got. Everyone knows his famous wife, who just happens to be a Virgo. One last thing, when the Virgo rising, Jay-Z, went up against a true Virgo, Nas, in a battle of lyrics, the true Virgo won. Nas killed Jay-Z on Ether. If you think about a battle rap, you have to analyze your opponent and present the information in a clever way, which takes analyzation of information. Virgo. The earthy Virgo beat the fiery Sag. If me and you were sitting around a campfire and I take a whole bunch of dirt and I throw it on top of fire, what's going to happen? The fire is going to go out. And it's mighty interesting that a earth sign, Virgo, beat a fire sign on a song named after fire, Ether. Got any thoughts on Jay-Z?
So Jigga, of course, he's one of the coldest ever. He's like fourth on my list. But honestly, I mean, I always liked his music, but I really started to respect him more later in his career. And for different reasons, I mean, I know that sounds a lot like what I just said about Busta, but for Jigga, you know, the music was always on point. You know, the rhymes and his rhyme style was always on point. I like how you said few wasted words, because he was very precise with his words, you know what I mean? But for me, like I was saying in the beginning of the show, his he just came off as really superficial to me in the beginning, because I didn't see his vision, you know what I mean? I didn't see what he was really about. And sometimes it just takes time, you know, like I say about Nas and Pac, like I really put substance above flash.
I have a question for you. We were talking earlier, and one of the things, one of the reasons you said you didn't like Jay-Z at first is because he talked about a lot of what?
Like flashy stuff, like money and cars and houses and jewelry and all of that stuff.
Second house, values and security, money. Talking about. That's why I was asking you the question. You didn't know, but that actually was pointing to a focus, a piece of pizza, second house.
Right.
He's focused on money and
things. Right.
And, you know,
but in the beginning of his career, it came off kind of arrogant and kind of. Whereas now, I see that he's more into economic independence, you know, not just for himself, but more so in his music now, it's more evident that he's talking about us as a people becoming more economically independent, you know, with investments and, you know, not buying a lot of the stuff that he talked about in the beginning of his career, you know what I mean? And investing that money and being smart with your money and making your money work instead of you working harder. He's more into making your money work. So I think he matured as time went on, and now he's able to kind of put everything in perspective and give us the full story. You know what I mean? Whereas opposed to when he was younger, he was like, yeah, I'm getting money. This is what I got, you know, and you should do this, you know.
So,
because I always like the difference, like I see the difference between him and like maybe a Baby, you know, from Cash Money. That's all they talk about is spending money. Sooner or later, your money is going to run out. There's a lot of cats that had money and they broke now. You know what I mean? And I could see that happening to Baby because that's all they talk about. Now, granted, I don't know what investments they got or what they do to make their money work for them. But as far as Jay-Z is concerned, he just seems to be more into economic independence and being smart with your money.
So you got that off the 444 album?
The 444 album was so much more than just money. Like, he talked about that. He also talked about his mom. You know what I mean? He really opened up. Like, that was his album with the most substance on it. You know what I mean? He talked about his kids. He talked about his marriage. He talked about his mom and her issues with being in the closet as a lesbian. You know what I'm saying? He talked about money and investments. Like, to me, I wouldn't say like that's the album that I want to put in and just jam out to. But as far as getting to know Jay-Z and what he's really about, where he's really coming from, that was the album. That he did.
I'm gonna put you on the spot. What would be your album of Jay-Z you would put in the ride to jam to?
Shit, Reasonable Doubt.
That's your book.
Without a doubt. Blueprint. You know what I mean? Like, I got a Jay-Z playlist, and it's like 100 songs. You know what I mean? No bullshit. So, you know. He's one of my favorite MCs. And he got some jams over the years. But if I was going to put in a CD, it'd be Reasonable Doubt, Rock La Familia, or Blueprint.
I really wasn't on Jay-Z at first until I was forced to work by myself, and I ended up listening to a whole album, and I was like, oh man, this dude is incredible.
Right.
You know, so, you know, Is he in my top five? Yeah, I think he's in my top five. Barely, but he's in my top five. But this next guy is not in my top five, and some people would say I'm crazy for not having him in my top five.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.